Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com.
Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Friday morning, January the 8th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and of course streaming everywhere from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching our visual radio program. We are streaming live today to the KSJE Facebook page and Twitter account. The video will be on YouTube a little bit later on this morning. But we're glad that you are with us to join us for the program, because coming up in the next few moments, my guest from the Farmington Public Library, Jenny Lee Ryan, will be here. Oh, that's a... Well, it's a file photo that we have of Jenny Lee, but she'll be joining us here in the next few moments, so stay tuned for that to talk about some of the virtual events and programs happening at the library in the next few weeks. So stay tuned for that, everybody. That is coming up. Then, of course, next hour, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts, and Mick is featuring music from the performer you see on the screen right now. That is Elma Deutsch. She'll be performing with Mick Hess coming up today at 9:06 on KSJE. Today at noon, don't forget, it's the Cop Shop with the Farmington Police Department. Farmington Police Chief Stephen Hebby will be here. Nicole Brown, their public information officer, will be joining him. You can watch that live or listen on the radio or on our website, of course. And don't forget, Cuentos, Hana, and Tales, our storytelling program today at 12:30 right here on KSJE, produced in cooperation with our friends over at the Farmington Public Library. So how about that? There you go. In addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also connect with us on Instagram. And let's talk about the weather forecast. For today, we are expecting some increasing clouds. The high today, 43, cloudy overnight tonight with a low near 20. Tomorrow, a chance of showers or maybe some snow showers on Saturday with a high of 38 and an overnight low of 17. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday with a high of 39, 38 with sunshine on Monday and Tuesday, 42 on Wednesday, and mostly sunny with a high of 46. By Thursday, maybe another chance of rain or snow showers by next weekend as well. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is 18 degrees in Farmington under mostly sunny skies. Well, let me welcome my guest to our microphones. Jenny Lee Ryan has made her way to the studio this morning. She's an in-person guest, which is kind of rare these days, but it's good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. So, you're going to give us a little lesson about that photo I used, right? Is that worthy of explanation?
There is a really fun story
okay.
behind it. I know you took it off of my Facebook page.
No, no, I'm sure that was it was given to us by your people. I'm sure they sent it over.
People, yes. Yeah. Do you mean my cat?
We asked for a headshot. That's what they sent us.
Yes.
Yes.
So for those that don't know, I grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona,
right.
in the 80s, which explains
Say
the
no
hair.
More.
Yeah,
Say
I
no more.
Right there. So all my friends were, you know, models or in modeling school, and I wanted to go so badly. And my parents finally sent me to... you know, one of the modeling schools that they
sure.
had at the department store, Bullock's
uh-huh.
was the name of the store.
Of course.
And they, because I was so gangly and awkward, they thought, well, at least she can learn to walk.
Okay.
Okay.
So
they set you
good
up
on
with
my
that.
Parents. Okay. So at the end, there was a fashion show and a real photo shoot.
Ah.
So I got ready for my, you know, my real life photo shoot. Had
From
my
your
best,
modeling classes.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Had my best blue eyeshadow on, because when you're 13, 12 or 13,
you
wear blue eyeshadow so people know that your parents let you wear makeup, right?
Sure.
Had my best barrettes in my hair and everything. And I sat down and I was convinced. I was like, I'm going to get discovered. I'm going to be famous. They think I'm awesome. And I sit down and the hair and makeup guy goes, "What is wrong with you, kid?"
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. Pulls the barrettes out of my hair, takes off the blue eyeshadow, puts natural colors, which I was just offended by.
Ugh.
So that's my real life modeling picture when I was like maybe 13, 14.
Were you a bit perturbed at this moment
in
time?
I was trying not to cry and trying not to show my braces. So.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I was trying to cover up my braces.
It's a very Breakfast Club look, I think.
It is a very Breakfast Club look.
Is what we're getting from you.
And it is, a lot of people used to tell me I looked like Molly Ringwald when I was that age.
Well, I think you can see it.
Yeah.
You can see it there, but anyway, there you go.
Yeah, so I do have actual glamour shots from when I was like 19, 20.
Okay.
So,
well, maybe they'll send those next time.
Yes, I'll have my people send those.
Okay, very good. Anyway, well, it's good that you're here. And it's good that the library is still here, because we need it these days. And you are working on kind of reduced hours, but the library is still open under the public health orders.
Right, so we're open Monday through Thursday, 1 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 2. Of course, our online resources are completely contactless, and they're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at infoway.org.
Right, and all you need to access those are your library card number and PIN.
Yes.
To get into that.
If you don't have a library card, you can get an e-card on our website. It's over on the left-hand side. It says, get a library card. So, and if you don't have a library card, go to our website, get an e-card, and then... what you're going to do is bring in that e-card number and your photo ID, and you can get your library card. We're going with paperless, contactless ways of getting your library card.
Very good. But they can switch it over to a permanent card.
A permanent card.
Basically, right?
Once you get that e-card, though, you can use all of our e-resources for 90 days.
There you go.
Yep.
So that includes all the, as you mentioned, the e-books, the audiobooks, and all the other
Online databases, the Health and Wellness Resource Center, which has information directly from the CDC. So it's vetted, fact-checked. It's right there, so you can get all the latest information that the CDC knows about COVID-19 and other health issues. And then we've got live tutoring. So if your kids are
getting ready to go back to school, they're back to school this week, I think.
Virtually or in person.
Right.
We've got free tutors online. It's tutor.com. It's available in the afternoons, and it's available in English and in Spanish.
Nice. Good to know. So, for free.
For free.
Right.
We've got some genealogy resources that are really great. You know, we've got Ancestry Lite, like the library edition, and you can only use that in the library.
Right.
But we have Heritage Quest and some other databases where you can look up, you know, actual census data from your ancestors. And it's a good place to get started.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I know you and I have talked a lot about the craft resources that are available.
Oh, Creative Bug. That is my heart. I love Creative Bug. I made you a pie carrier.
I noticed that.
Yes.
I thought I had to return that.
No.
Oh.
No, that's your real gift. The pie that was in it.
Oh.
Was
well, I
just
ate that
so
too.
I wasn't giving you
an empty plate?
An empty plate and pie carrier.
How nice.
So,
very lovely.
I made pie carriers for all of my friends, and then I made pie to put in it.
Yes.
Cheddar, bacon, apple. If you want the recipe, call me at
gosh.
The library. It's amazing.
Yes. Yes.
It's crazy good, isn't it?
It is.
You don't expect it to be.
Well, I knew it was going to be.
Well, yeah, you'd already had it.
Yeah.
So.
But no, you don't. It's a different melange of flavors. How's that?
Well, Karen, and it's a pretty hefty pie. Karen weighed hers after she'd eaten like a quarter of it.
Right.
And it was 5 pounds.
Which is why you double stitched that pie carrier.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I learned how to make the pie carrier on Creative Bug. That is free with your library card. You can pay for a subscription, or you can create an account with your library card and PIN. And that'll give you access to, I mean, just thousands of videos, all kinds of, you know, right. Now is the time, if you're stuck at home, learn something new.
Sure. So, yeah. Well, or winter, you know, when we're not out as much. So, exactly. You know, you can do something or plan for summer.
Yeah.
And there you go. But there's a lot of, I know there's a lot of ideas.
Oh, there's some crazy fun ideas on there.
And that's just a few of the online resources from the library.
Right.
There's a bunch. Completely
contactless.
Yes.
So from the comfort of your home.
There you go.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you get up at 3 a.m. and say, you know, I wonder how you decorate cupcakes.
To find out.
Go to there log go. On, and there you are.
You can still go wash your hands after you watch the video.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Good. Very good. Some other things that are going on. All your events have kind of moved virtually as well. The things that we used to gather together for at the library.
We are not gathering.
We're not gathering, but we're gathering with Zoom.
Correct.
Right? Or some other way.
Right.
And so that's kind of what we're also going to talk about today.
We've gotten pretty creative on how we do our programs. So we're doing some things on Facebook Live. We have a YouTube channel. I believe you can find it if you look for Reed Farmington.
Okay. Search for that. Or probably Farmington Public Library.
Well,
New Mexico, maybe.
We have started several YouTube channels throughout the years.
I see.
And we don't know who did it.
Oh.
So there's also Farmington Public Library in Michigan.
Yes.
And, other states. Yes. There's several Farmington Public Libraries. The easiest way to find it is to go to infoway.org and click on the YouTube logo and then just subscribe to that channel and you'll know as soon as we post a new video.
Perfect.
So, okay. Yeah, we're doing trivia on Zoom. So if we have a Zoom event,
right.
Go to the calendar, click on the link and you'll get the Zoom link. Just in time. So,
very good. One coming up next week.
That's right. We're still doing our trivia night.
Okay. January 14th for the radio audience.
At yes.
6 p.m. on Zoom.
90s entertainment.
Oh, that covers a lot, doesn't it?
Well, I'll give you a hint. That story about my picture happened in the 80s, so it will not be part of the trivia.
That's not part of it. Okay. Maybe that's next month.
That would
be fun. Yeah, there you go. Identify this person.
Exactly.
But this time it's 90s entertainment. So
90s entertainment,
okay.
6 o'clock, January 14th on Zoom. You can get the link on our events calendar. So go to infoway.org, mm-hmm. click events calendar, find the event, and there's the link. And you just clickety-click, and then you're in.
There you go. And you can compete with a team or by yourself?
You can compete as a team. You can compete singly. It doesn't matter, and it's moderated, and you can win prizes, and it's a lot of fun.
There you go. And you mentioned the prizes, so that's kind of cool.
Yes.
So,
nice.
Any hints on what those prizes are?
No.
Okay.
I'm keeping that secret.
All right. Okay.
Mainly because I don't know.
Oh, okay. There you go. Hey, we talked about genealogy, and you're going to have a workshop about it.
Right. Megan Bennett, one of our librarians, she is going to show you all the different kinds of databases that we have and some other sites that you can go to trace your genealogy. I know a lot of people are doing that right now since they're home, they're quarantined.
Right.
It's, you know, you just spent the holidays without your family, so you're missing them, so it's a good time to trace your family. So Megan is going to be leading that and show you some tips and tricks, answer your questions, show you what we have at the library, and show you what other sites that are fact-checked and vetted sources for genealogy research.
Well, that's the important thing, because depending on how common your name is, you could get a whole bunch of results when you're searching, right, that may or may not be related to you and your family.
Exactly. Yeah, try having a last name like Ryan, which isn't my maiden name, but I'm not researching my husband's family because.
It's a bunch of Ryans.
Yeah.
There you
from
go.
Ireland.
Yes. Right. There you go. Well, that narrows it down.
So that's up to them.
Right.
I'll check my, you know, maiden name, and I know some of my ancestors' names. The place I got stuck is I have a great-grandfather from Czechoslovakia, and his name was Americanized.
Oh. So if you don't know what it was before.
We don't know what it was before, so we can't go any back any further.
Right.
So.
At least so far. But I was going to say,
it
seems like there's a lot more records coming online, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Even internationally, to help maybe fill in some of the blanks. If you tried before, or maybe a few years ago, and haven't tried since, you may be surprised as to what's now out there.
Oh, absolutely. There's more stuff available every day. And as people research, you know, that it's almost like social media.
Right.
Or maybe social media takes after genealogy, because it's getting everybody connected, and once someone finds connections, and then you can find their connections, and it's crazy sauce.
There
you
go.
But it's really interesting. You know, some of the stuff that I've learned. So.
Very much so. Yeah. Well, yeah, you had a story about, I forget if it was a great aunt or somebody in your family.
Oh, I have many. Are you talking
you found
about
out
the
something
one that,
about them?
That killed all her husbands?
No, but that's interesting.
No. My grandmother's younger sister who was a WAC. Is that the one you're thinking? The WAC.
The
okay.
WAC.
Yeah.
Not WAC-E.
No.
The WAC.
Women's Air Corps.
Yeah.
In World War II.
World War II. That's what I remember you telling me about. The other one I haven't heard yet, so.
Oh, you haven't heard of it? Oh, I'll have to tell you about Great Aunt Carrie.
That story over pie someday. There you go. But that's coming up for our radio audience Thursday, January 21st, 6 p.m. on Zoom, this live genealogy workshop. So again, just to learn how to find out and which some of the more reliable sites are to use.
Right.
And some of the free resources at the library.
Right.
You can learn all about that for free. 6 p.m. on the 21st. So that is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Right. And that's also a Zoom link. So make sure you go to our website, click on events calendar, click on the event, and then you'll get the link to the Zoom event. And then that night, just clickety-click on the link, and you'll be logged in talking to Megan.
There you go. Very good. And I'm going to try to get rid of this thing on my screen right now so we can see the next event, which is, oh my gosh, another trivia event, right? The
So
Star Trek trivia.
We're doing trivia every other Thursday, and then the special events like the genealogy workshop and the author talks are the opposite Thursdays.
Gotcha,
so,
okay.
Megan is, like me, a Trekkie.
Very good.
So
I knew I liked her.
I know, right?
Right.
So Thursday, January 28th, 6 p.m. at Star Trek TNG. For those in the know,
yes.
I think she's come up with some pretty hard questions. So
she's a Trekkie, I imagine.
She
can get them pretty deep into the TNG.
Yeah. So she's tested a few out on me and stumped me a couple of times.
Wow.
So I know.
Good job, Megan.
I know, right? So we encourage you to join that. Again, that's another, you can compete as a team or as a fleet.
Yes, of course, right. Good. Very good.
Or you can compete individually. And again, that'll be fun and prizes.
Very good. For folks who aren't as nerdy as we are, TNG is the next generation. So we're talking Picard.
Radio.
Radio. We have radio listeners.
You throw me off with this visual thing.
You got the whole. Yeah. I know. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. Yeah.
For
this
Friday
early
morning.
In the morning. Yeah.
I hear you. That's right. But the next generation. So this is Picard and Riker and all those folks.
Data.
That's right. So
the Borg.
Oh yeah.
What?
Resistance is futile. That's right. We will assimilate you. Next. Okay. February. We're in February now, the 18th.
And then
you have a guest.
Yes. We're talking about Megan a lot.
We are.
We have Megan and Amanda, who are both our librarians. So they're both doing programs. But Megan is Dr. Catherine Brooks is a family friend who is also the co-author of the latest edition of What Color Is Your Parachute? Also some other career resource guides. So, go to infoway.org, get that Zoom link, and you can be in direct contact with Dr. Catherine Brooks. We're very excited about this one. We'll have some more information for you in next month's show.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that this is coming up.
Stay tuned. Everybody is
what
we say about that. And so, and this book is kind of, is it a series?
It's.
Or has it been updated?
It's updated every year.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's been around for, oh gosh, like 20, 30 years. I believe this is like the 30th. Oh, can you read on the top of the book?
No.
Okay. It says in the picture.
It does say 30th anniversary.
It's the 30th anniversary of it.
Yes, I can see it. Gotcha.
Yeah. So it first came out in 1991.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, but it is how to find the right career, how to get fulfilled in your career, and
nice,
some really helpful advice, interviewing, that kind of thing. So
very good. So that is coming up on Thursday, February 18th at 6 p.m. Again, another Zoom event that you can join for free.
Exactly.
And that's part of the library's program. So stay tuned for that. Everybody.
And you can show anywhere in the world. You don't have to be living in Farmington or New Mexico or
in
the Four Corners. You know, you could be in Guam.
All right.
Yeah.
But
It's doubtful you're in Guam, but...
Well, you could be, but you could be.
You could be.
The internet has reached Guam.
And that's the important part, so, is that you could be.
That's right. That's true. Very good. The other thing I wanted to ask you a little bit about is some of your other more, not really in-person events, but you've been doing a lot of craft events for folks to be able to, like, do some crafting at home with adults and kids, right?
From
time to time.
So we have Take and Make craft bags. Since we can't do crafts in person, we'll release a craft bag for adults every other Tuesday. So that's for adults and teens. And then for kids every Tuesday.
Okay.
Kids, you know, go through crafts faster.
Sure.
I guess.
No kidding.
So all you have to do is if when you come into the library to check out all the books you can carry, go to the reference desk and ask for that week's craft bag. The latest craft bag, or go to the youth services desk and ask for that week's craft bag.
Okay. And these are released on Tuesdays, you said?
On Tuesdays,
and
yes.
They're kind of while supplies last kind of a
correct,
thing.
Yes.
So if you show up on Monday from last week, you may not
you're not
have
gonna
any...
get a craft bag.
Yeah.
Show up on Tuesdays,
okay.
And as long as supplies
maybe
last.
Wednesday?
Maybe
you have a few left over on Wednesdays,
sure.
If I go?
Usually on Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. But
yeah.
And again, they're kind of related to what we were talking about from Creative Bug, right? A lot of some of the inspiration comes from that resource.
Some of them, yes. We create our own videos, so you can watch the instructional videos on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
And the link, we'll have the link on Facebook, and we'll show you what it is. And it's going more in depth with, you know, things like knitting, diamond art, you know, that's really high. You know what that is,
what?
Don't you? No, it's you take like little sparkly diamonds.
Take your dinosaur and you let them.
No, you put no. Take little sparkly diamonds and you put them, arrange them so that they make a picture. So.
But you don't really mean diamonds.
Well, no.
Okay.
No, not actual diamonds.
Well, that's my point. I was like, what? Who would take their actual diamonds sprinkle them on a? Okay.
Okay, you need to come in and pick up the diamond art.
I will.
One, so
all
you,
right.
So you
I'll
understand
know what we're
it because it's a lot of fun.
I'm
yeah.
sure it's a lot yeah. of fun.
So I'm going to teach a nifty little sewing trick that isn't on Creative Bug, but I was taught at the Patchwork Pig, and it's just this fun. There's three seams, and you get a pillowcase, and there's no raw edges, and it's so quick, and it's so fun, and they make
nice.
Great gifts, and I like to do, like, flannel pillowcases, so in the winter, you're all schnoodled up with your flannel pillowcase.
You,
yeah.
There you go.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's coming up in February. It's called a hot dog pillowcase. It's not a pillowcase for hot dogs.
Thank you for the clarification.
It's just there's a
special
way to
ask.
Fold it.
Because you knew I was going to ask.
I knew you were going to
ask.
You
saw that.
I've met you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a special way to fold it and sew it that makes it kind of look like a hot dog. And
okay.
Then it kind of helps you remember which order to put things, how things go.
I gotcha.
So, yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
It's a lot of fun.
And these craft bags have really all the materials that one would need to do these particular crafts, right?
They most of the materials, you might have to supply, you know, maybe some glue or tape or
yeah.
Like mine, if you need at least a basic knowledge of sewing,
sure.
Whether hand sewing or machine sewing. So I would say like 99.9% of what you need
is in the bag.
Is in the bag.
There
yes.
you go.
Yeah.
And again, these are designed for adults, and then there are craft bags for kids.
Yes. So we have
so
adults
you're not
and teens.
Put, yeah.
And then the kids, we do, you know, we do fun stuff like coloring pages and
yeah.
sticker books. And I think I'm going to do like a robot Valentine's craft to go with my story time.
Nice.
So because we do have our virtual story time, we release that every Monday at 10.
There you go.
So you can watch it any time in the week.
Right.
But Monday at 10 is your first chance to see the virtual story time. And then
cool.
It'll last a week.
Very nice. Well, there you go. So that is, again, on Tuesdays, these Take and Make craft bags at the Farmington Public Library for adults and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Adults are every other week.
Every other week. Kids
are
every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
There you go. But that's what's
and
what's
you
going
can see the schedule. We're getting ready to because, you know, this has been a process and we're kind of learning as we go. If you go to infoway.org and go to events calendar.
Right.
You'll be able to see, just select, we have it'll say location, pick offsite/virtual.
And then you'll see all these things.
You'll
are
see
scheduled.
A list of all of our virtual programs
nice.
And, you know, get the links and
right.
get a link directly to it. And so, yeah.
Very good.
It may not be completely up yet. It's something that we're kind of just now rolling out, but keep checking back on the website and you'll see.
Okay. Stay tuned, as
Stay
we say,
tuned.
In the biz.
Yes.
Yeah.
In radio.
There you go. That's right.
Yes.
Exactly. And you mentioned before that the Crystal Library is still open. The hours are a bit different, but you can go in and check out all the books you can carry. There's really no limit.
There's all the books you can carry. In fact, we're encouraging you to stock up so you can make fewer trips to the library.
I see. Okay. Okay.
We are restricted on how many people can be in the library, so you might have to, you know, wait a few minutes. But the times that we've gotten to capacity, we have, like, as soon as I ask one person to stop and wait,
someone
comes out. Yeah.
So get them in.
I haven't seen anything longer than maybe like a 5-minute wait has been like the longest wait. So we are still restricted by that. You do need to wear your mask. And keep in mind, we have multiple staff members who have lost multiple members of their family to COVID-19. So even if you don't agree with the mask, out of respect for our staff members who are continuing to work and we're still continuing to, you know, trying to serve you safely, just wear your mask. Don't complain about it. Just wear it.
That's the rule.
And be safe. Yeah. Yes.
There you go. Can't come in without it.
Can't come in without it.
So there you go.
Can't be in the library without it. And you have to wear it over your nose and mouth. If you're wearing it under your nose, it does nobody any good.
Right.
So
there you go. But that is kind of the rule and the new hours. You're closed today. It's Friday. You're closed today. You'll be open tomorrow, 10 to 2.
10 to 2. We'll be closed on Sunday and the next week, Monday through Thursday, 1 to 6. I believe our next holiday closure is over President's Day, which I think will also fall over Valentine's Day.
Right.
So, and that'll affect the Saturday and the Monday. Of course, you can go to our events calendar and see our upcoming closures.
Martin Luther King Day, is that a holiday for the city?
Not a city holiday.
Okay, then you'll be open.
We will be open.
On that Monday.
Yes, we will.
Good to know.
So,
there you go.
And we do have assistance online with online learning.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of parents are struggling with that. I know a lot of kids are struggling with that. Go to our YouTube channel, and we've got a video with some tips and tricks to kind of help keep your child from falling behind. I know we're doing kind of a hybrid in-person online, and I know it's wacky. We understand that. We will help you get through this.
There you go.
We've got your back and stuff.
That's awesome. Very good. Well, shall we do a quick review of the events that we were talking about?
Oh my gosh, we talked about so many.
We did, but we have graphics that can help us, right?
Okay.
So let's see. Let me go back to...
We've got two trivia nights coming up.
We do. Hold on. Let me get back to the thing.
Okay.
Not that one, but that one.
You went too far. No.
That
okay.
One.
Okay, so we've got two trivia nights coming up.
Yes.
Thursday, January 14th, 6 o'clock p.m. It's 90s entertainment. So watch all your I Love the 90s. That might help you out.
That would maybe trigger some memories, right?
Yes.
There you
this
go.
Weekend, if you're looking for something to binge, just 90s.
Get ready.
So,
okay.
Yes.
Very
and
good.
And then 2 weeks later, we're going to have Star Trek The Next Generation, Thursday, January 28th at 6 p.m. So that's another good show to binge.
Right.
Over
oh my gosh.
That weekend so that you can, you know.
Well, that was several seasons. That may take a while.
It's seven seasons?
I think so.
Seven or nine?
Yeah. You could do it.
You could do
Depends on how dedicated you are.
Dude, I've done it.
To TNG. Yeah.
I've done it.
Oh, I'm sure. Not surprised. So there you go. Very good.
And technically you can skip the first season because it's just horrible, but whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Go on.
Aww. Genealogy Workshop.
Genealogy Workshop, Thursday, January 21st. That'll be led by our librarian, Megan Bennett. You can get the link for Zoom at infoway.org. We're going to teach you about the resources the library has and some vetted sites outside of the library. So a lot of tips and tricks on how to research your family.
Okay, very good. And then we also want to talk about the author kind of virtual visit.
Thursday, February 18th, it's the co-author of What Color is Your Parachute 2021, Dr. Catherine Brooks.
There you go. And again, another Zoom event. You can join from anywhere.
Anywhere. And she'll have some
even
great...
Even Guam.
I don't know why Guam comes to mind.
It's remote. I get it.
I guess.
Okay,
I don't
sure.
know.
We love
Apologies
you, Guam.
To people from or in Guam.
We love you, Guam.
Yes, we love you, Guam.
There you go.
But Dr. Catherine Brooks, she'll have some tips and tricks for job searching and planning out your career which I know is very relevant right now.
No kidding. So, very true. Well, a lot of great programs, as always, from the Farmington Public Library. Thank you to you and your staff for putting all these together. I mean, it does take a little bit of work to put some of these things together. I know that.
It does take some work, but it's absolutely worth it. We are here for our community, especially during a pandemic. We're trying to keep you safe, but still keep you informed with vetted facts and information. And remember, reference desk is available. Call 599-1270. And they can help you out over the phone for completely contactless services.
There you go. Very good. Well, it's great. We appreciate it. Stay safe and stay well. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. That is Jenny Lee Ryan. She is the program coordinator at the Farmington Public Library, my guest here on KSJE. And I'll be back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is 8:45.
KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work, Four Corners Program. The program is accepting applications for the Advanced Standing MSW program starting this summer 2021. Students with a bachelor's degree in social work are eligible for the one-year program. Complete an application by January 15, 2021, and the application fee is waived. Stipends in child welfare and opioid workforce expansion and Native American tuition support to eligible students are available. Find out more from Janelle.Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or at du.edu/social work.